Come out to Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson and experience the power of the new Milwaukee 8 engine. Just a few minutes on a 2017 touring bike is all it takes. Book your test ride today. Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's
ride. Oh, pretty crossover.
Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just a crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
Mike Schaefer and Josh Peterson at the Omaha Baseball Village. I mean, how are things? What's life like out there, guys?
Actually, Schaefer is he's off talking on the phone to somebody.
Oh, is he talking to Keyshawn Johnson Jr.?
No, I don't think so.
Is this a weird story or what? I don't envy that you guys had to react to it yesterday. Like, I don't. This is a weird story to talk about. Is it not?
Yeah, it's such. I mean, this whole week now. I mean, because yesterday we had the Scott Booker news with you know, obviously Bob Elliott and Scott Booker. I don't remember. Did the Keyshawn news break during the show?
Did you guys get to talk about it yesterday?
No, not at all. This broke after the show.
Yes, it broke just after the show.
But hey, good luck with all that. It's weird.
Hey,
thanks. I don't want to steal your Oklahoma City Thunder on it, but it's like, you know, because it's a lot of speculating, and that's always kind of like a little uncomfortable to a certain degree. It's a little uncomfortable when you're talking about an 18-year-old. Like, speculating about, I don't know, an adult doesn't feel as weird, but like when you're speculating about an 18-year-old, it's like,
especially if he's not an early enrollee. I mean, he only finishes high school like a month ago.
That's a great point.
You know,
that's
he enrolled in January, but if let's say he does the traditional path like the majority of this class and other classes around the country, he just finishes high school a month ago.
Right. It'll be Schaefer's the perfect guy to do the show with you today for like you know, like with a lot of that, with just the recruiting impact and like, I don't know, there's just a lot.
There's a lot of layers to it.
There's a ton. There's a ton of layers to it. Are you – now, you're an NBA fan just like me. Are you as, like, into all – like, I am loving all this, like, trade rumor, trade stuff. Like, I'm eating this stuff up right now.
I don't think I'm as into it as you are.
Oh, how dare
because
you?
I can just hear it. I can hear how excited you are. But it is fascinating. Like, yesterday and see, that's the funny thing. Yesterday, Corey and I expected to talk a lot of NBA, and then all of the Husker stuff happened, so we ended up talking no NBA. But, yeah, I think it's like the LeBron rumors that started during the NBA Finals, and so those are still going on about him looking to L.A. You know, Cleveland gets rid of their GM yesterday. And then all of these rumors involving, you know, Paul George are out there. It's
what do you? You're a Lakers fan. What do you want to see? Like what? Like give me your ideal situation.
I don't know. I mean, I think it would be funny for me, somebody who's loathed LeBron my entire life. Well, I guess the entire time he's been in the NBA, to have to root for him. But it would be cool because he's like the best player in the league. So I mean, what am I going to do? Get mad that the best player in the league is joining my favorite team?
Yeah,
I know, exactly. Though, of course, by the time he would join the Lakers, then he'd get hurt, and then he wouldn't be very good anymore, and then it would be a waste of money.
That's true.
And I'd be sad.
Get
healthy, LeBron. We love you.
A part of me wants to see L.A. actually make the trade for number two for Paul George, and then Lonzo Ball has to go to Indiana. Like that would be
awesome.
So funny to see
the problem with, like, trading, if you're the Lakers for Paul George, when everyone assumes he's going to join them in a year, it's like, wow, well, so you just gave up an asset for a player who's going to join your franchise anyway.
I understand, like, yeah, why would you give up number two when he says he wants to sign in a year? I just would get so worried about him going to Cleveland, and then if they win, they're running it back. They're going to stay in Cleveland, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Now, that leads to the question that I would ask you. Do you think that if Paul George goes to the Cavs, is that for love? I mean, does that make the difference that they need?
I mean,
because that's really interesting because it's in Kyrie, George, and LeBron in the backcourt. I mean, when they're running, you know, a space and pace.
Yeah,
like, that's really interesting. We've never seen a roster like that.
I mean, a part of me, I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to bet against Golden State. But, man, who's the better three play? Would you rather – who's better, Steph, KD, and Clay, or LeBron, Kyrie, and Paul George? Just if we're, like, talking about those, like, three versus three. I'm not so sure that Cleveland's guys aren't the better three.
See, I mean, so
I'm big
Kevin
on Paul
Durant's,
George, though. I love Paul George.
Yeah, I guess I'm not as big on him as you are. Like, Durant's the second best player, LeBron's the first. But I don't know if the difference between those two is that large.
Yeah, let's rank them. Here we go. So we go LeBron 1, KD 2. I would go Steph 3.
Steph Yep, and then probably Kyrie,
then
right?
I would probably go. I mean, it depends on what
you
want.
Or would you put Paul George?
I'd put Paul George, then
wow.
I'd put Kyrie,
and
then
Klay Thompson. See, but then the Warriors, though, they also have Draymond Green.
Yep.
And so who's the fourth best
exactly.
player
they
on?
They still need
who's
another.
The fourth player on the cast?
Cole Huff, maybe? Could still help about Cleveland. He worked out for
Isn't
the Lakers.
Isn't that crazy? We're like, wow, 3 versus 3, they're pretty good. And then it's like, oh, yeah, but they also have Draymond.
They have this
and
other
Sean
guy.
Livingston, a former lottery pick, is coming off their bench.
Do you?
Oh, and they have Iguodala.
Could as I just bring everything back to basketball and Creighton basketball, don't you think like Sean Livingston could, like Ronnie Harrell could kind of almost be like Sean Livingston? Like just this like super tall, long point forward that can like do point guard things, but also like rebound. Like, don't you see
and
that?
Shoot.
Kind of? Yeah.
I don't know.
Or are you
I
anti?
I
you have
think
Ronnie
I
Harrell
be...
thoughts? I want your Ronnie Harrell thoughts.
No, I have no Ronnie Harrell thoughts. I am very pleased, though, that Livingston's been able to have the career that he did after destroying his knee multiple times early on. I mean, you go watch the video of that first one, especially on YouTube, it's brutal.
Yeah.
And so the fact that he's had this career has been pretty amazing.
Do you think Iguodala's going to re-sign? Like, there's rumors that Iguodala's kind of flirting with trying to go find some dough.
See, I think he will, and I know that you and I have been kind of on the same thought process for a while. If anyone's going to believe, I think it's going to be Klay.
I would think so,
I think
too.
I think Klay is the guy, but even he said after the finals, why would I leave? What good would that do? And so it'd be cool to see a team actually say, no, I don't care about the individual stuff. I actually do want to win championships forever.
Right.
Like, that would be really interesting to see if a team could actually stick together and Iguodala could take less and Klay could take less, et cetera.
That's what everyone wants to see, you know? I mean, because that's the weird thing about the Paul George thing. It's like, he says he wants to go to L.A. He wants to go to the Lakers, but like from a basketball standpoint, the Lakers stink right now. You know,
yeah,
like
if you're wanting to win a championship, that's not the best move to make.
Right, right. Quick time out to talk about my good friends at MeUndies.
Did you listen to the Gladwell pod?
I'm probably like 20 minutes left in it. 20 minutes
nice.
Left. Have you listened to the whole kit and caboodle?
Yeah, yeah. I listened to it while I got my Mo game right last
Look
night.
At you. I mean, welcome to adulthood. You
Dude,
know
and then
mean?
You know what I did after the mowing? Had a beer.
Atta boy.
Delicious.
Atta boy. All right. All right, well, have a good show and
hey,
enjoy Schaefer, all right?
All right, later.
See ya.